Traditional medicine continues to be helpful in managing my lupus, but integrative and natural medicine has been an incredibly beneficial addition.
Welcome to The Power of Nature. I'm your host, Emily. Growing up with a mom who is immune compromised, I've seen how modern medicine can fail people looking for relief. I have always been curious about natural and integrative medicine and if they might be the solution. In episode 1, we sit down with Joy England and hear about how natural medicine has helped with her chronic illness.
My name is Joy England and I'm 48 years old. I live in Georgetown, Texas, and I work full-time as a membership director for a teachers association. So I have lupus and also Sjogren's syndrome. I have been diagnosed with lupus for about 20 years now, but started exhibiting symptoms around 23 years ago. Sjogren's syndrome, I've had a formal diagnosis for about 3 years now, but have had symptoms of it for probably about 5.
The first question I asked Joy went right into it. What has been the biggest struggle for you while having lupus? And here's what she had to say.
I would say the biggest struggle for me having lupus has been dealing with the fatigue and the pain. What a lot of people don't understand about fatigue is that it's not a feeling of tiredness necessarily, or a feeling of exhaustion. It's as if you have cement tied to your arms, tied to your legs. You feel like you have a huge weight on you at all times. It is exhausting sometimes to even move. And I think that is very, very challenging for me. I used to be very, very physically active before being diagnosed with lupus. I used to run miles every day, and I have not been able to do that since I started exhibiting symptoms. And I try to stay as physically active as I can, but it's nowhere near what I would like to be able to do or what I used to be able to do. You want to try to keep going, and it gets very challenging sometimes to kind of mask that fatigue and mask that pain.
When did you first hear about integrative and natural medicine?
So I really heard about integrative medicine for the first time probably about 15 years ago, but I heard about it in terms of people that had things like multiple sclerosis or Lyme disease that were going to integrative medicine doctors, and I didn't fully understand what they did. I had started reading around that time about supplements and what different supplements can help with, and I would ask my rheumatologist when I went in for my visits about supplements, and my rheumatologist at the time was open to it, but still really tended to lean towards traditional medicine. So over time, I started just following more and more people on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram that talked about integrative medicine, and really just started looking into it myself. And then about 7 years ago, I decided to actually go to an integrative medicine doctor, and I kept my rheumatologist in the loop on that. He was open to me going, and, you know, I've learned so much more since then, but, you know, it was really just me researching it myself for quite a while.
And that's what made you ultimately decide to try it?
Yes, that is what ultimately made me decide to go and see a doctor, because what I read talked about that integrative medicine really seeks to find the reason why instead of just treating symptoms. And so I felt like with traditional medicine, it wasn't doing a wonderful job treating my symptoms. It certainly was helping, but nothing really addressed the cause, because we don't know exactly what causes lupus or what causes a lot of different autoimmune diseases. And so I really was interested in the idea of going to a doctor that was interested in looking a little deeper and trying to find out, well, why is my body attacking itself, or why is my immune system overactive?
Given that integrative medicine is a wide field of study, I asked Joy which methods she has tried thus far.
I've tried a variety of things. It started off initially with trying some supplements, things like turmeric, omega-3 fatty acids, and a few other types of herbal supplements to help control the level of inflammation that I have. That is a huge factor with a lot of autoimmune diseases, is that overactive immune system and what's going on in your body causes a lot of inflammation, or the problems are caused by inflammation. And so that's really where it started. But then when I did start to see the integrative medicine specialist, I switched up a few things that I was trying, and I also started taking low-dose naltrexone, which is a medication. It's a prescription medication, but it's compounded, and in autoimmune disease, it's used by integrative medicine doctors in a way that it's not typically used for, in a much lower dose. And that has made a big difference for me in a lot of ways.
I then asked Joy if she would switch fully to traditional medicine or natural medicine, if she had to choose one or the other. A question I have been eager to ask.
That's a really hard decision because I think they each have their place. But if I had to say which of the two I feel has helped me actually feel better, I would say integrative medicine has helped me feel better. A lot of the traditional medications that I've tried for lupus have really horrible side effects. And so while your lupus symptoms may improve a bit, you're dealing with a whole other set of side effects. I have not experienced as many side effects, and certainly not as severe of side effects from the natural supplements that I've tried, as well as, you know, some of the lower dose medications.
To me, it seemed like natural medicine had made a positive impact on Joy's life. So I asked her just that.
Integrative medicine has had a lot of positive impact on my life. I think that one of the most useful things for me that has come from going to an integrative medicine specialist is that I've had extensive food allergy testing. That's been very eye-opening for me. I really did not realize a lot of the foods that I'm sensitive to, and it is something that I can easily control. I can try different things with my diet, remove those foods from my diet, which I have done, and I've noticed a difference in how that makes me feel and a difference in my inflammation levels. So that has been a very positive impact for me. And then also just kind of the hope that it brings me, because there continues to be different things we can try, different directions we can look into and go. And it just seems like there's a lot more of a willingness to continue to try to find the cause of what's going on.
I ask Joy one final question. What would you tell people who are looking to get started with natural medicine? Here's what she said.
I would tell people, first and foremost, to do some reading on it. Do some research on your own online to try to begin to understand what integrative medicine is. It really is kind of the joining of traditional medicine with some Eastern medicine, with other types of therapies. And it's really helpful to have a good understanding of it. I would also encourage people to kind of take that leap and make an appointment, get a consultation, and see if you think that is a good solution for you.
For those of you who are willing to take that leap, here's some reassurance from a nurse practitioner herself.
Integrative medicine is better than natural medicine because, when needed, conventional medicine saves lives. Take cancer, for example. Integrative medicine focuses on prevention of cancer by promoting good nutrition, exercise, reducing toxins, and stress management. But modern medicine can eradicate cancer.
To hear what Laura has to say and to find out what it's like to be an integrative medicine nurse practitioner, join me next time right here on The Power of Nature.